Home prices hit a 2.5-year high at the end of 2016, according to the Case-Shiller Index, which is out today. Seattle, Portland, and Denver had the largest gains. Those cities, along with Boston, Charlotte, San Francisco, and Dallas, hit all-time highs for home prices. U.S. home sales also hit a 10-year high in January. That's according to the National Association of Realtors. And that is in spite of rising prices and rising mortgage rates. For more on what's going on with the housing market, let's bring in Svenja Gadell, who is chief economist at Zillow, the online real estate database. She joins us via Skype. Hi, Svenja.
Hi.
And how would you characterize the real estate market right now nationwide? Obviously, it is different in different places, but what would you say overall?
No, overall, I really think the market is starting to heat up a bit again. We're seeing home values rising a bit stronger now than they were even a few months ago. And I think buyers are in for quite the season when it starts in a few months here.
Does it look like a bubble to you?
I don't think we're in a bubble, no. I think we're seeing very strong growth, but it's driven by fundamentals. It's strong demand and really tight supply.
But isn't that exactly what someone would say when we're in a bubble, that we're not in a bubble?
That's right.
Why should we believe you?
You know, you're absolutely right. It's a little bit of art and science when it comes to calling a bubble. But usually the things we watch out for when it comes to determining if you're in a housing bubble is, one, how much subprime mortgages do we have out there? You know, how likely is it that people are going to foreclose on their homes or be foreclosed on? How much speculative behavior are we seeing? Are people just going nutty over houses and there's nothing really to support these prices? Then how much foreign investment is coming in? And so some of these things are really important when looking at bubbles. And we're not really seeing any of these things right now. We're seeing demand for housing is very strong, especially as you're starting to see millennials entering the housing market. And they're, keep in mind, they're the largest generational group out there right now. So they're seeing they're wanting to buy homes, and that's driving a lot of our demand right now. And we're still seeing a shortage of homes despite the high number of home sales we've been seeing.
What are the hottest markets right now?
You know, surprisingly enough, some of the hottest markets right now were actually in the South. We're seeing Nashville doing quite well, a couple of Florida markets in there, Orlando, Tampa. And, you know, these have been growing quite rapidly as well, but they were standing in the shadows of some of these other markets like San Francisco, L.A., which, you know, not too long ago were actually appreciating faster, but now have kind of taken a back seat because home values in these coastal markets are getting extremely expensive.
What are the markets that are not doing well?
The markets that aren't doing well oftentimes are in the Northeast that are growing just a bit slower, or places like St. Louis, for example, Indianapolis, some of these places that are just growing in general a bit slower, that are seeing fewer jobs and less income growth.
What about suburbs versus urban?
Great question. You know, we're seeing urban areas are actually growing quite rapidly. And some of that has to do with the fact that especially young home buyers right now oftentimes prefer living in urban areas that are very walkable and amenity rich. And we're also seeing inventory shortages in a lot of these urban areas. So many, many urban areas are seeing home values that are climbing quite rapidly, whereas the suburbs are growing a bit slower. But it really depends on which suburbs you're talking about. If you're talking about the most immediate ring around a city, suburbs are doing just fine. If you're starting to push out further and further, you're starting to see suburbs there are slowing down a bit.
One of the things that we have heard over the last several years is that even as some housing markets have done very well, it's still quite difficult for a lot of people to get mortgages. Is that still the case?
You know, it really depends on who you are. And in general, I'd say it's not that hard getting a mortgage anymore compared to, say, 3 years ago. It's certainly harder getting a mortgage now versus 2005 or 2006, but that's okay. We want it to be harder to get a mortgage now than then. But, you know, compared to probably the early days of the bubble, it is still a little bit harder. So if you find yourself as a buyer out there and you're wanting a plain vanilla mortgage, you know, consider an ARM or 30-year fixed, and you have good income, you're not trying to buy a house that's so expensive compared to your income that's probably out of reach, you have documentation to back up your income, you have decent credit and credit history, then you're probably okay. You shouldn't have a problem getting a mortgage. It's the fringe cases where it gets more difficult, when folks out there are self-employed or they're having problems documenting their incomes, or they simply don't have much of a credit history. Then it gets to be much tougher because standards have certainly increased over the years.
And mortgage rates have also gone up. Are those expected to go up even further?
Yes. Unfortunately, we have seen mortgage rates rising, and we do expect them to continue rise all throughout 2017. We'll probably end the year right around 4.75 for a 30-year fixed mortgage. That's roughly 0.75% higher than what they are right now. And so that will put on the pressure to some of these buyers here.
A lot of people still buying in cash?
We still have a fair amount of cash buyers out there, you know, roughly nationally, probably right around 20% or so of buyers out there do buy with cash.
So given the trends that you're seeing right now, what is your expectation for what we're likely to see in the housing market over the next year or two?
You know, I think we'll continue to see issues with inventory, and that's mostly driven by the fact that we're just not building that many homes. You know, if you're looking at new home sales, they're just over 500,000 homes annually, and we probably should be somewhere closer to 1 million homes annually. So that's keeping us back in terms of how many homes are available to buy. But negative equity is still playing a big role in some markets, where basically homeowners owe more on their mortgage than what their house is worth. So they're stuck in their homes. They can't move. And in some markets like Chicago and Vegas, this still weighs heavily on transactions there. Rising mortgage rates will be a huge thing for this year and even going forward. And really, what's interesting and keep in mind here, for the last 40 years or so, we've been in an environment where mortgage rates were continually falling. So all these new circumstances will come into play.
That's Svenja Gadell, who is chief economist at Zillow, the online real estate database. Svenja, thank you.
Thank you so much.